Let's scroll down in Al Jumia. Quickly remind ourselves of where we were. Just so that we're not wondering what's going on. In the marfu'at al-asma, how many of the marfu'at al-asma are there? They are in total. They are what? How many are the marfu'at? They're 7. Thank you very much, Mr. Madia. They are 7 in total. Okay. And of the 7, he says, firstly, fa'il. Maf'ulul ladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu. This is number 2. This is the example of the passive doer. Then the mubtada and khabar. That's 3 and 4. Ism kana, number 5. Khabar inna, number 6. And then tabi'u lil marfu'i wa huwa arba'atu ashya. The followers of what is marfu', which is 4 things, and na'at, wal atf, tawkid, and badal. Okay? All right. This is the 7 marfu'at al-asma. We've looked at all of them. Today we're going to look at al-badal. Okay? So let us go down to al-badal. Now, al-badal, if you remember when we had studied al-badal, let me refresh your memory here. In the chapter of Badal that we had studied, let me quickly remind you, Mubdal and Badal, correct? So we had said that Badal means to replace something. Abdala, family 4, also means to replace something. So the badal is the replacement. The badal is the replacement. And al-mubdal is the word that is being replaced. This still is applicable to what we're learning today. It's a 2-word combination. This is still applicable to what we're learning today. Let's open up the class notes so we can maybe make this these points there, shall we? All right. Where is it? Yeah, Allah help me. The chapter about that. Okay, so recall a few things. Number 1, you would have mubdal and badal are a 2-word combination, right? Where the mubdal comes first and badal comes second. This is similar to manu'ut na'at, similar to, you know, the harf atf and whatever is the thing that is whatever the ism the comes first and then ma'tuf comes second, correct? That's the idea behind these tawabi', right? The followers. So in the same category, mubdal and badal are that they are a 2-word combination, and in this the mubdal comes first, the badal comes second. Okay. What does it mean? They are interchangeable, right? They are interchangeable in meaning, particularly. Yes or no, people? Are you with me? Are they interchangeable in meaning? They absolutely are. Alhamdulillah, that is one of the things that's very critical about it. Sorry, you might notice I'm brewing coffee on the side here. Alhamdulillah, it's all good. Thank you. So they are interchangeable in meaning you can remove the mubdal and the sentence makes sense, or you can remove the badal and the sentence makes sense. That's the idea of mubdal and badal, correct? And we had taken the example of this, for example, right? Hadha, the ism ishara, that will be our mubdal. And then the badal would be the word that this is pointing to. Do you remember this example? وما كان هذا القرآن ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن. Correct, people? Do you remember these examples? So if we were to say the example we had, let's put this as the easy example here. في هذا القرآن. Correct? So we would say حرف جر. What's the حرف جر here? The حرف جر is في. Very good. حرف جر is في. And then the اسم مجرور is هذا. That's correct, right? Okay. But also, we would say, هذا is مبدل and the بدل is القرآني. What do you notice that القرآني, you may notice that the status of hadha is majrur, because it is ism majrur, and the status of al-Qur'ani is also majrur, right? Do you agree with that? Okay, very nice. This is what we had studied. Now what he's going to do, what we had studied of badal was a very specific example, like a very specific subset of badal. Okay, like if I was to maybe make a small diagram here for you, this I will require the services of my pen. I will share a whiteboard with you. Can you all see the whiteboard? All right, so what I would do is I would say that if I was to make like a circle here, and if I was to call this circle, and I was to write here badal, the badal that we have studied so far is a little subset of it. This is what we've studied so far. This is the one that we've studied with hadha al-Qur'an, those examples. Those three examples of hadha al-Qur'an, that is the subset of badal that we've studied. There's other things that go in this subset. Let's find out what those other things are, shall we? Yes or no? All right. Can I save this? Can, alhamdulillah. If I stop the whiteboard, can I get back to the whiteboard? All right. Good job, whiteboard. Okay. Let me share the screen first. Let's see what he says. Okay, let's see what he has to say first. He says, in Al-Ajrumiyya, oh my God, this thing is acting up. All right. Okay. He says, Babul Badal. What is Babul Badal? The chapter of Badal. Okay. What is Babul Badal? The Babul Badal is إذا أبدل اسم من اسم أو فعل من فعل تبعه في جميع إعرابه. This is how he defines Badal. Okay. Let's look at what he says. He says, Ibn Ajrum Rahimahullah, إذا أبدل اسم, when an ism is substituted with an ism, or a fi'il is substituted with a fi'il. تبعه, تبع means to follow, right? تبع is to follow something. تبعه, he follows him, or it follows it in جميع إعرابه في جميع إعرابه in its status. Okay, now this is an extremely expansive definition of badal. Right? How is it expansive? Number one, he has said it is ism can be replaced or substituted, right? Can be substituted by an ism. That's one observation we can make. Right? This is Ibn Ajrum says. That's what he says, right? Oh, I'm coming to Abba Danish. Hold on. Good point. Good observation. Also, what he says is what? Ism can be substituted by an ism. What else does he say? Fi'l by fi'l. Very good. Fi'l can be substituted by a fi'l. Okay. That is more expansive than what we've done. And he says, fi jami'i i'rabihi in its status. What he's saying is only the status has to match. All right? Only what has to match of the properties? Only the status has to match. Okay? So this is how he defines badal. What he's done is now it's no longer hadha and then a word with al afterwards. That is badal. He has now expanded the definition into something that is quite expansive and you can fit in many different things here. Now, in reality, a lot of what he says about badal, it actually could be said, okay, you, in your opinion, it's badal, but it is also, in my opinion, it could be seen as a na'at. You see? You start to have an overlap because of the way he's defined it, and it's defined in the books of grammar. You could say, oh, well, actually, this is not a badal. This is some other grammatical construct. You can have like multiple explanations. For that reason, there's actually not that many examples of badal in the Quran that is not hadha and then al. Okay, remember when we started doing this badal and mubdal and badal, all of our examples were hadha or hadhihi, dhalika, right? Yes or no? Because this is the 99% of the examples of the Quran of mubdal and badal are like this. Okay? And I'll say this. The ones we studied were strictly as follows. It was a pointing ism followed by al. Right? Pointing ism followed by al. And it actually matches the definition because it would follow the status and it would substitute the word in al would substitute for the word that was the pointing ism. Okay. The reason why we studied this only is because this constitutes like about 99% of all mubdal and badal in the Quran. Okay, now I will show you an example of one that he says that that's in the Quran that doesn't match our understanding here. Okay, I'll show you one of those, inshallah. But before I show you that, I'll tell you he's going to define it in with four different categories. وَهُوَ عَلَى أَرْبَعَةِ أَقْسَامٍ. Okay, I'm gonna explain briefly what those four categories are, but we won't dive into it too much because in reality there's very little examples in the Quran of this, and this is truly an advanced concept that I think would be suitable for a more advanced setting. Okay, Ajrumiyya has these situations where some things are pretty straightforward, other things are more advanced in its explanation. If you do a full deep dive into it, could become extremely advanced, and it requires a lot of vocabulary and a lot of exposure to Arabic words. Like, you know a lot of words. You've read a lot of those. Like, you've read books. And then it starts to make some sense. Without that level of vocab acquisition, a lot of these categories will actually not really make a lot of sense. And that is why I'm calling it advanced. Grammatically, it's not that complex. It just requires more of a vocab foundation. Do you all understand what I'm trying to say, people? I'm going to give you one example that's in the Quran, and then explain briefly what they are, and then I'll move, inshallah, to the mansubat, which is, you know, a lot of the stuff that we would like to focus on that is accessible to our level. Yes or no, people? Are you with me? Okay, let us attempt the first example here. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Ready for the translation, oh people? Okay. يَسْأَلُونَكَ. So this is a tough word, but let's see if you know this. Very good. أحسنت يا brother Danish. يَسْأَلُونَكَ. Sa'ala, he asked. Yas'alu, he asks. Yas'aluna, they ask. Excellent. Yas'alunaka. They ask you. They ask. Ask you. Okay, we'll add like some new vocab, by the way, over here. And we'll cover this sa'ala today, don't worry. In the irregular roots, we're going to get to sa'ala. Don't you worry. Sa'ala, you will be asked about it. Get it? Get it? That's a good one. That's a good pun. All right. So new vocab is sa'ala. Yes. A-lu. Is this irregular? Oh, well, Salim's back. Is this irregular, oh people? Right? Irregular R2, Hamza, right? Sa'ala yas'alu, to ask. Okay. Yas'alunaka, ahsan, Hamza R2. They ask you, an. An is about, right? An is about. Ash-shahr. Ash-shahr. This is the ayah, by the way, ayah number 217. Shahr is the month. Ash-shahr is the month. For example, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, right? Okay. Ash-shahr, the month. Al-haram. Al-harami, it is the forbidden / sacred. Okay. Why is it, why is haram used for something that's sacred? For example, al-masjid al-haram or al-masjid al-haram, al-shahr al-haram. Correct? Depends on context, absolutely. Because haram in our understanding is something that is out of bounds. Haram is something that is out of bounds. You've crossed a line if you've done something haram. And al-masjid al-haram, for example, what is al-masjid al-haram? That is the masjid in sacred mosque in Mecca, right? Okay, very good. Also in Medina, they're both called al-haram or al-haramain, right? Haramain, the two harams. Because what's forbidden there? What's out of bounds there? To transgress, very good. killing is out of bounds there for sure, but killing is out of bounds in many, like in all places. But specifically, any type of killing, right? Like even justified legal killing is impermissible in the haram, right? Even if like there is like a court that has issued a warrant for a person, that person ends up in the haram, the court cannot go and like you know take that person out of the haram to kill that person or to have them punished. You see, cutting trees, ahsan sister Mahdiya. In the state of ihram, there's lots of things that are impermissible, but Danish is listing some of them, and that is correct. In ihram, from the same word haram, is now you've stuff that was permissible is now haram in the state of ihram, like putting on perfume, like cutting nails or cutting your hair or having relationship with your spouse or getting married. All those things become forbidden. They're out of bounds in that state. You see, that's the idea behind the word haram. Now, what is a shahrul haram? What's out of bounds in the shahrul haram? Yes, that's right, Brother Salim. What's out of bounds in the forbidden months? What's out of bounds in the forbidden months is war. Ahsant, right? So, and what are the forbidden months, by the way? The sacred months are... It is... Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, three in a row, and Rajab, a little bit down the road. Okay? Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and then Rajab. These 4 months out of the year, the Arabs of the past had agreed that these are months where we will not fight. Because their sanctity was actually established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He had created the earth. And this was established by Ibrahim and Ismail in the Arabian Peninsula. Okay? Ibrahim and Ismail, alayhi salam, it was there, like they established this aspect of the religion. And thus the Arabs were upon this understanding. However, they would violate it and they would try to be sneaky about it. Now, what happened is that one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ killed somebody in the sacred or the forbidden months. So this was the ayah that was revealed. Yes, alunaka, they ask you about the sacred month, i.e. The month, the sacred, i.e. the sacred month. Qitalin. What does qital mean? Qital is killing, right? Killing, or more like combat and killing. Because qatl is killing. Qital is actually two people or two groups fighting to kill each other. Okay? Like a skirmish or a combat. You see the difference, people? Qatl is killing. Qital is two groups trying to kill each other. Okay? Including battle. Yes, absolutely. Battle is a part of qital is what is battle, right? Yep, especially battle. Okay. So qitalin fihi in it. Okay, excellent. Now the ayah is quite long, right? The ayah says qul qitalun fihi kabir wa saddun an sabilillahi wa kufrun bihi والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله. That's a really amazing answer by Allah. I'll explain it just in a little bit, okay? But before I explain it, it's actually really, it's like a gotcha question, and the answer by Allah is like a real gotcha answer. Okay, let's try to split the screen here and trying to translate this. Okay. What is the translation of this? Ahsan, ya Brother Salim. They ask you. You here is who? The Prophet, right? About the sacred months. About fighting combat in it. Yeah? You with me, people? Yes or no? Now, check this out. You could say, they ask you about fighting combat in the sacred months. Yes or no? Does that make sense? You could say, they ask you about the sacred months, and the context will tell you they talk about fighting, right? Yes or no? In this case, you have the case of a mubdal and a badal, right? What is the analysis of this sentence? This is a jumla, ismiya or a fi'liya. This is a jumla. Fi'liya, ahsant, right? Okay, the fi'l is yes, aluna, very good. The fa'il, yes, aluna is the fi'il. The fa'il is al-waw. The fa'il is al-waw. That's okay. And the maf'ul is, Sister Fazana says, the ka, ahsad, right? So the fi'il, yes, aluna, fa'il, waw, maf'ul, ka. Correct? Do I have a related here? Harf jar ism majur? I do. What is the harf jar? Harf jar is an. Okay, very good. And then the ism majur would be? Ash-shahri. Very nice. Ahsant. So this would be related. An ash-shahri. Is ash-shahri and al-harami somehow related? Are they, is that a combination? Yes. What type of combination is that? Manu'at na'at. Ahsantum. Well done, right? Ash-shahri al-haram is manu'at na'at. Very nicely done. All right. Now, what about qitalin? Qitalin. 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 But it can't be a new sentence, Ya Walad Danish. It's a majroor. Look at the meaning. Look at the translation. They ask you about the sacred months, about fighting or combat in it. No? It seems to be related to something before it, right? It seems to be connected to something before it. That's okay. What do you think it's connected to? Look at the tashkil and make a guess. Ahsant, Brother Salim. It is related to ash-shahri, the month. Ash-shahri is majroor, isn't it? Is qitalin majroor? Very nice. Look at what he says, right? When the badal takes place, when there's a badal, it follows in the i'rab. The status has to match. All right? The status has to match. So, status is matching here, right? Qitalin and ash-shahri. Even though the type does not match. But it doesn't really actually matter for this particular example. And in that case, ash-shahri will be the mubdal and qitalin would be the badal. Okay? So this, folks, is going to be... This is the expansive definition of badal that now Ibn Ajrum is giving us. Okay, very, very expansive, in which all you need is the status has to match and the word is it's interchanged. Its meaning is interchangeable. Okay, and he's going to list four different types of badal. He's going to say there is number one, badalu shay'i min ash-shay'. The entire thing, an entire thing. Let me go back to the thing there and come back to this this diagram in a sec. Sister Nadia asked, so you need to look for the first ism that is majur. It cannot be al-harami. So, excellent question. Isn't month and killing not interchangeable? Also an excellent question by Abdul Salim. Okay, let's look at the determinism is made by the meaning. Okay? So the determinism is made by the meaning. Ash-shahr is what is going to be the substitute for it. Okay. Now, ash-shahr and al-haram are actually together, right? Like in the sense of they're joined as man'ut and na'at. Okay. So the man'ut gets replaced, generally speaking. And in this context, if you were to say qital is replacing haram, it may not add up. Okay? Because they're asking about the months, of course, the sacred months. But you see, it's really about the month. That's why it is more, it seems like it is going to be for ash-shahr. The badal will be for ash-shahr. But as he says, isn't month and killing not interchangeable? Generally, they're not, right? But in this context, the ayah or the sentence kind of makes it plausible. They ask you about the sacred months, right? The context will tell you it's about fighting. But then explicitly says fighting and combat in it. I.e., they ask you about fighting and combat in the sacred months. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ, for example. See, the sentence could be like this. If I was to say this, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. If you were to, maybe like outside of the Quran, say this, this would work. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Why context, hopefully you can get. Or, if the sentence was just this, عن الشهر الحرام, by the context it will make sense, but to really dry or to make sure there is no ambiguity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said qitalan fihi. Now the answer is quite nice from Allah, right? What's the answer? قل قتال فيه كبير. All right. قل قتال فيه كبير. Fighting therein is a great sin. Yes, it's a big deal. It's not, Allah is not condoning the action. But averting people from the way of Allah, وَصَدٌ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. صَدٌ is to avert people. وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ, and disbelief in Allah. وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, this is preventing access to. صَدٌ عَن مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ, and expelling the people who are the people of the Masjid al-Haram from it. أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, all of these are worse in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, they're asking about killing. You're asking about killing as if you've done no wrong. You have prevented and disbelieved and denied access to the masjid, expelled those who've lived there. That is worse than killing in the sacred months. Not to say that it's not bad. قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. But what you have done is worse. So you have no moral high ground here, O Quraysh. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, or trying to say. You don't have any moral high ground to hold against the Muslims, because your crimes are far worse and more numerous. And the Prophet ﷺ did not condone this. In fact, he made reparations for it. You see? So it's a don't use this, O Quraysh, as a propaganda tool to say, tell people that, look, we did something wrong and Muhammad ﷺ does something wrong. There's no equivalency here. There's no equivalency of the two groups. And this is a deep point, how, you know, often misdirection tactics are used by the oppressors to make it seem as if like there's two sides to an argument or two sides to a conflict, but really there's only one. That is the test. Remove either mubdal and badal and see if it makes sense. Correct, Brother Salim. That is the way. That is the way we will figure it out. In fact, we'll write this in our notes, right? The way we figure out, right, the test to figure out mubdal and badal, i.e. it's interchangeable meaning, right? Interchangeable meaning is to see if the sentence makes sense without one of the two, right? So let's actually write this here. So we would have, where is it? Yes, alunuka ashan harami qitalin fihi. Now, of course, I'm not changing the Quran, so don't, like, you know, make a YouTube video against me or something. Right? If I was to remove the badal here, qitalin fihi, this works. I know, it's like a 3-hour refutation of this explanation. I know it. May Allah help the ummah. I mean, okay. The other thing is, if I was to do this, right, to the mubdal ash-shahr, right, and of course with the mubdal goes out the and the na'at, right. If I was to do this, all of a sudden, also makes sense, right. So both of these are good to go, right. And I will introduce my trusty check mark here. The meaning makes sense. Meaning makes sense. All right, we're good to go. So that, folks, is how you tell mubdal and badal. Now let's go back to what Ibn Ajum says. And like I said, a lot of the things he's going to talk about in reality are not applicable to the Quran, and they require a lot more expansive vocabulary to understand. So he says there's four categories of badal. I'll label them for you. Badalu shay'i min ash-shay'. Number one, this is, you could say, 100% replacement. Okay? 100% replacement. Meaning-wise. Number two, he says, badalu al-ba'di min al-kul. What do you think that is? Say, partial. Ba'd is partial, right? Part. So he says this is a partial replacement. Why am I writing with my mouse when I have a pen? Allah al-Musta'an. Oh, sorry. Partial. This is full. That's a you, believe it or not. Number three, badalul ishtimal. This, like, in my opinion, is the same thing as badalul shay min ash-shay, but this is like it's like an element of a person or a thing is replacing their thing. Okay, and badalul ghalat is if you made a mistake. Okay, so for example, qama zaydun akhuka. Zayd is your mubdal and akhu is your badal. Okay, and this is a full replacement, because akhu, if you say qama akhuka, it makes sense. If you say qama zaydun, it makes sense. It's a full replacement. Akaltu ar-raghifa thuluthahu. I ate the bread. Raghif is bread. Okay, so this is mubdal. But then I didn't eat all of the bread. I eat thuluthahu. I ate a third of the bread. So now this is like a partial replacement. Nafa'ani Zaydun ilmuhu. Zayd benefited me, his knowledge. I.e. Zayd's knowledge benefited me. See, kind of like a bizarre way of, you know, expressing the fact that Zayd's knowledge benefited you. Okay? So this is going to say, well, this is mubdal and ilmu is the badal. وَرَأَيْتُ زَيْدًا الْفَرَسَ. This guy misspoke. He said, I saw a horse. Sounds like the guy from the Old Spice commercials? I saw Zayd, I mean a horse. أَرَدْتَ أَن تَقُولْ رَأَيْتُ الْفَرَسَ. You wanted to say, I saw the horse, but you made a mistake and instead said Zayd. Okay? So, ishtimal, okay, ishtimal means comes from the word shamala, which means to include something. Okay, so Zayd, look at Zayd. Is Zayd and his knowledge, are they like fully interchangeable? No, right? Like in one way, they're not. Zayd is a person. His knowledge is like his attribute, right? It's his attribute. It's his characteristic. So if you want to say something about a person's characteristic and use that as the badal, that would be ishtimal. Okay? Zayd, I'll translate it for you so you guys can see that. It is, like I told you, it's this part is confusing. And it's, like I told you, it's not meant to be, it's, you only see this, like the point of the example, after you've had like a decent amount of exposure to Arabic reading, right? This, really the prerequisite here is that you've read a significant amount of Arabic, text. And then because you've seen examples of something like this, now it clicks. Right? Know how to speak. Even like this is not really the way people speak. Right? This is more of a way how stuff was written. Okay? Yeah. It, in my opinion, honestly, it's not worth the time for us to spend on this. I'd rather spend the time on the next part. And that's where like I like to move to the next part, the ism of a chapter, mansub isms. Right? But I wanted to at least explain to you what badal is. And I wanted to at least show you that our understanding of badal as we defined it was a very very specific thing, okay? A very specific type. Hmm? And Ibn Ajum defines it as quite more expansive. But in reality, Quran, like stats-wise, 99% of the examples of Quran and the badal fall under the category that we studied. So it, inshallah, is more beneficial for us in that regard. It's simpler and more frequent. And I think that's a good combo. Alhamdulillah. Don't worry about that, Salim. Inshallah, you will you'll do a great job with the teeing. Inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Now, let's move on to Babu. Mansubatil Asma. All right. So I taught this in the morning. And then I was like, did I miscount or did Ibn Ajrum miscount? Okay. And Ibn Ajrum miscounted. I looked it up. I looked at a few other examples, a few other explanations of Ajrumiyyah, and definitely our man has miscounted. But that's all right, you know. It's a human's work. This is not God's speech, right? So he's gonna say something. Okay, he's gonna say al mansubatu khamsata ashara. What is that? Well done. 15. In reality, it is not 15, it is 14. Should be 14. It should be 14, actually. Okay, now, what does he say? This is all reasons why an ism can be mansub. The mansub isms are, we're gonna do this thing here, right? We're gonna do there is a creative way to make it for 14. Do you know there is a creative way? I looked it up as well. I was like, how is it a creative way to make it 15, actually? But confuse you guys, okay? So we're just gonna make it 14 because in reality that is what it is, okay? Ibn Ajur was a great scholar, but he wasn't just like so. This is he's probably counting different, okay? He's counting it in a different way. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. All right. So the mansub isms are 14, and they are ready. People, are you ready? This is the fun stuff. Al-maf'ulu bihi. Oh, by the way, wahiya means they are, right? Okay. Al-maf'ulu bihi, number one. The maf'ul bihi. This is the maf'ul that receives the action. The maf'ul that receives the action. This is the maf'ul that we know. By the way, does anybody like to read this? Because I think that will be more interesting. Any volunteers? Would like to read?
Sure, I'll read the English.
Yeah. Inshallah. Well, I was going to say the Arabic, but that's okay.
Which one?
The Ajrumiya.
Wait, sorry, which line are we reading? The second line?
Yeah, from the second line.
Oh, sorry. Well, masturu.
Well, masturu. Very nice. Let me translate that.
Go for it.
Yeah. So number two is the mastar. Do you guys remember what the mastar is? The mastar was the when you have the fi'l, right? Along with it was the mastar, correct? The ism of the fi'l, perfect. Now here he's mentioning it as a mansub. A reason why an ism can be mansub. This is very interesting. We'll come to this, inshallah. Okay, continue, brother Salim.
Wadharfu. Azamina, wadharfu. Makina.
Close. Az-zamani.
Az-zamani, astaghfirullah. Wazamani, wadharfu. Thank you. Al-makani, wal-hallu.
Okay, let's do the ظرف الزمان. ظرف الزمان, right? This could be like a person's name, actually. ظرف of time. An ism, the ism that denotes time. And ظرف المكان, the ism that denotes place. Okay, very interesting. All right, number five. Yeah, brother Salim.
Walhallu.
Close.
Walhallu.
Hal, right?
Oh. Walhal. Okay.
How do you say how are you in Arabic?
Kayf al-hal.
Kayf al-hal, right? What does hal mean? Hal means a condition.
Condition.
State, right? Okay. So hal is the state or condition of an ism. Like, what? How is that? Like, you know, how could you have a state or a condition of an ism? Well, for example, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Or, actually, sorry, better example. وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوًا. Leave the sea, O Musa, in what state, in what condition? Rahwan, as it's split. Right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to Musa alayhi salam, he split the sea, he's trying to like unsplit it. So he's hitting the sea with his staff. Allah says, وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرِ. Leave the sea. Okay? Rahwan, in what state, in what condition? Rahwan, mansub, it's a mansub ism. That's what hal refers to. Okay? It explains how something is. Okay? How something is. A person came, how did he come? He came riding a horse. That's hal. Okay? So hal explains how. Okay? All right, continue. Yeah, brother Salim. Hold on. Let me move this over. Okay. Let me zoom in for you here.
Sorry. Watem yizu. Sorry, I have like 1,000 distractions in front of me.
No problem. Number six.
Continue. Sorry, Art.
Quick, number six is tamyiz, the calling, qualifying ism. Let's call this if you say I saw 10, you have to say 10 what, right? So you qualify what you saw by saying I saw 10 cows. This would be your tamyiz. Come to that. All right. Number The age of tamyiz, sin of tamyiz. Ahsant, brother Danish. Well done. This is a fiqh term. Number seven, yeah, brother Salim.
Yeah. Well, mustathna.
Well, mustathna, the exception. What is the word that we know for is exception? The word for except in Arabic. The word for except in Arabic is?
Illa.
Illa. Ahsant, brother Asif and Salim. Well done. Illa. Hatta is until, right? But illa. So, after illa, oftentimes you have a word that is mansub. Okay? And that is under the category of mustathna. Okay, next one.
Wasmula.
Ahsant. Wasmula. Translate for this me this for me, oh people. Wasmula. The ism la, very close. The ism of la. What is that ism of la? It is the categorical negation. Can you think of something where that is used? Hint. Someone accept Islam. Ahsant. The shahada, right? La ilaha illallah, right? La jarama. Ahsant. La raiba fihi. Very nice. Continue. Ya Abu Salim.
Wal munada.
Wal munada. The one who is called out. Ya rajulu. Ya Abdallahi. This right here. Why is it Abdal? Right? Ya Aba Bakrin. Ahsant. Why is it Mansub? Because Munada being called out. All right. Number nine. Number ten.
Wal Maf'ulu.
Wal Maf'ulu. Up to here, yeah.
Thank you. Min ajlihi.
Wal maf'ulu min ajlihi. Okay, this is a type of maf'ul. Oh, Sister Nadia, wait for that. Wait for that. Excellent question. Wait for it. What is this? Maf'ulu min ajlihi. The maf'ul that answers the question why. Darabtu zaydan. What does darabtu zaydan mean? I hit Zayd. Okay. Now you would say why, and I would say darabtu zaydan ta'adduban. I hit Zayd to teach him manners. I don't condone it, okay? But I'm just using that as an example. So that ta'adduban, right? That would be maf'ul min ajlihi. You explain why you did something. All right. Next one. Yeah, Abu Sarib. Number 11.
Sorry, just coming off you. Yep. Wa maf'ulu ma'ahu.
MashaAllah. Ahsant. Maf'ul ma'ahu. Please translate that for me, O people. It is maf'ul. And what's with it? Ahsant. Maf'ul with it. The maf'ul with it shows togetherness. Something happened together. Okay? A maf'ul, right? Like an example of it would be, I crossed the river, I hit Zayd. And with him, I hit his brother. Okay? That and with him, I hit his brother. I could say, ضربتُ زيدًا وضربتُ معه أخيه. Or ضربتُ معه, excuse me, أخاه. Or I could say, ضربتُ زيدًا وأخاه. Okay? And that would classify as a مفعول معه. Now, the difference between that and a harf atf, I'll explain later when we get to that chapter, inshallah. Okay, I'm just giving you the example of what the flavor of this category is. Maf'ul ma'ahu. It's the maf'ul that shows two, like, two, there was a, something received an action, and along with it, someone else also received the action together. Okay? That is number 11. Number 12. Brother Salim.
وَالْخَبِرُ كَانَ وَأَخْوَاتِهَا
وَخَبَرُ كَانَ وَأَخَوَاتِهَا. This is, we know this one, huh? It says خَبَرُ كَانَ and its sisters. Then, number 13.
وَأَسْمُ إِنَّ وَأَخْوَاتِهَا.
This is the إِنَّ and its اسم إِنَّ and its sisters. Right? خَبَرْ كَانَ is mansub. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. But اسم إِنَّ is mansub. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ. For example, right? So the اسم إِنَّ is mansub. The opposite. Okay. And lastly, number 14.
وَاتَّبِعُوا لِلْمَنْصُوبِ
وَاتَّبِعُوا لِلْمَنْصُوبِ. The followers of Mansub, and how many do you think they are? They're the four, same four, right? Who will they be? Number one, Na'at. Number two, but it will be number four, very good. Number two would be Al-Atfu. Very nice. Number three, Tawqid. Number four, Al-Badal. Right? So that is, folks, the 14 things. That's why I said, you know, I think Ibn Ajrum was counting it in a different way. But they are 14. If you want to make it 15, you would do the following. You would include Dharf Zaman and Dharf Makan as one. That gives you a total of 13. And you would include خَبَرْ كَانَ وَأَخَوَاتِهَا and اسم إِنَّ وَأَخَوَاتِهَا as one. Then we make it 12. And then you would have 13, 14, 15. Oh, hold on. I still need to introduce one more. How did you do it? خَبَرْ كَانَ وَخَوَاتِهَا وَاسْمُنَّ وَخَوَاتِهَا. Okay, that's, you take away one. You take away one from here. Ah, and then you take away, yes, yeah, so that will make it 11. Okay, if you want to count Ibn Ajum's way, it will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then 12, 13, 14, 15. That's how you get to Ibn Ajum's number. But in reality, last time he just put the tawabi' or the followers as one category. So we're not going to count it as four this time, right? If you do it that way, in reality, you get 14. Okay? So there you have it, the two ways of counting. But did you know, by the way, this thing is actually quite an important part of Ulum al-Quran. How do you count the ayat? Do you know that? The ayat and different qira'at are actually different. The numbers, not the ayat. Of course, the numbers are different. Because they would, different, you know, the different recitations mark the end of a sentence slightly differently. Right? So this is actually not a, you might think this is really strange, but the reason why it's the case that there's some flexibility in counting is because Arabic didn't have numbers, like a list of numbers. They weren't listed like one comma something or one bracket something, two bracket something. Right? That's a modern adaptation. Okay, but what the way you would count lines or numbers is you would count it by harf of atf, right? And then sometimes there's a difference of opinion. Am I including this guy as one? ظَرْفُ zaman wa ظَرْفُ makan, or am I including that as two? You see, that's why there's some flexibility. So the total quantity of ayat in different qira'at are different by like a few dozen. It's not like drastically different. It is, say, like Surah Fatiha in, sometimes it's like, say, Surah Fatiha in, I believe Hafs is seven, right? Sorry, it's seven everywhere, but they would say Bismillah is ayah number one and Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Dallin is ayah number seven. Others would say Bismillah is not the ayah. بَغَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ Ayah number 6. Sorry. صَرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ Ayah 6. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ Ayah 7. So they were counted slightly differently. The number is the same, 7. But the number, the how, where an ayah ends, that would be sometimes different depending on the qira'ah. Wouldn't revelation dictate that though? It is dictated by the qira'ah, right? Like the recitation of the Quran. You see? Like it's contingent upon what, which, how the sahabi who took that from the Prophet ﷺ, how he stopped. Right? When the Prophet ﷺ read it and stopped in a particular place, that would be the end of an ayah. Now, the sahabi, like if he teaches a sahabi one type of stopping and another sahabi another type of stopping, those are now two different qira'at, and those are now two different ways of stopping, and thus two different places where the ayah ending marks can go. Right? And then the sahaba would teach it to the next group, and the next, and the next, and that's kind of how it came about. Now, the number of ayat is total is very close between the qira'at. I don't know the number off the top of my head. I'm just giving you the example of why this idea of counting being a little ambiguous, or not ambiguous, excuse me, more flexible, is not unheard of in ancient languages. Okay? Absolutely, the grammar and the content is exactly the same, right? Like if I was to say 15 or 14, the content here doesn't change, right? Does it? If I was to say Ibn Ajum's, instead of 14 that we counted, we said 15. Would that change the content? Not at all.
Sorry, Ustad. Sorry, just for clarification, because I find this very fascinating. Mm. So not the content. So we know that the what was revealed will remain the same. Mm. But if there's differences as to when the ayah ends based on the difference qira'ah,
yeah.
Even grammatically, like where the sentence would end versus one ayah versus the other, it yes. still is perfect, makes sense.
Absolutely. So there's absolutely no impact grammatically. In fact, it is like the grammar allows the option or the not the option, the flexibility for multiple stoppages. Right? Like, since we're talking about it, let's maybe conclude the point if you guys don't mind. But this is a good point, inshallah. 3-6. 3-6. Right? So this ayah famously has like, or 7, excuse me. Two stoppages. No, not at all. It's okay, inshallah. Oh, what happened? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. All right. So this ayah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ This particular line has two very famous ways of reading it. When I say famous, is because the Sahaba commented on why it's the case, right? So the first one is, no one knows this interpretation except Allah, full stop. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ period. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ new sentence begins, right? Or, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ This is not a new sentence, wow, but it's a harf of what? Harf of atf. Can it be ma'tuf to the word Allah? Yes, the word Allah is marfu'. Ar-rasikhuna is marfu'. You see? Whereas if you were to say this is a new sentence, then ar-rasikhuna would be your mubtada, because it's marfu', the first marfu' ism. So the grammar allows it to be flexible. Wallahu a'lam. Does that make sense, Yabal Salim? And of course, it's a very basic example, but there is a more detailed ones between the qira'at.
This was a very good explanation. This is often al khair. Just one very quick follow-up. Is this due to the nature of the Quran and the way it was revealed, or is it Arabic? The flexibility.
So the flexibility comes from the language. It's found also in poetry, prose, and the hadith as well. But it's intentional. By like, it's not an accident that this was like just accidentally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke this way, right? It's, in the Quran, it is totally intentional. Like Sheikh Salah Asabi says that if there is something in the Quran that is ambiguous, as in like it has more than one meaning and one option to understand it, that is by design. So you cannot completely discard one and say only one is the way to understand it. Because there are parts of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves no room for a second option. You see? So it is intentionally done when it is left as such. And the vehicle that allows it is the Arabic grammar.
Inshallah.
All right, we have we'll break for Maghrib in 5 minutes, inshallah. But before we do, I wanted to quickly look at the Babu al-Maf'ul bihi. Okay? Babu al-Maf'uli bihi, which is the chapter of what? Al-Maf'ul bihi. Ready, people? All right, here we are. Al-Maf'ul bihi. We would call it the maf'ul, right? Or we'll just say maf'ul is what? But now Ibn Ajrum is adding bihi. Why is he adding bihi to it? Well, he wants to say this is the action, the ism that receives the action, right? It was the one the action was done to. It is the mansub ism that the action was done to. Yaqa'u bihi al-fi'l, as we'll see in the definition. Because there is fihi and lahu as well, ahsan. Right? So it is the maf'ul that receives the action. This is the answer to the question, what or who? For example, I would say, I saw. Your question would be, what did I see or who did I see? Right? And the answer to that question would be your maf'ul bihi. This is something we've already explored, right? We already know this. Now a little bit more of like some more depth behind what the word actually entails. All right, what is the definition? He says, وَهُوَ الْإِسْمُ الْمَنْصُوبُ الَّذِي يَقَعُ بِهِ الْفِعْلُ. The translation. And it is the ism, the mansub, i.e. the mansub ism. الَّذِي. الَّذِي means what? That, or the one that, the one which, right? The one which, يَقَعُ بِهِ الْفِعْلِ. وَقَعَ يَقَعُ means for something to fall. Okay? Or for something to occur. From that, وَقَعَ يَقَعُ, you get the word وَاقِعَ. وَاقِعَ is the reality. الْوَاقِعَ. One of the names of the Day of Judgment. Because it is a certain reality. Okay? It's going to happen. It will occur for sure. Okay? So that is يَقَعُ بِهِ الْفِعْلِ. The which the ism which the action falls on, i.e. it is the recipient of the action. That's how we define maf'ul when we first started, right? The recipient of the action. Do you remember that? Right? Darabtu. I hit. Who? Zaydan. The recipient of my hitting is Zayd. Correct? Acted upon. It's the acted upon. It's the one who receives the action. Darabtu fa'il. Fa'il is tu. Maf'ul bihi is Zaydan. People, you with me? Rakibtu al-farasa. What does rakibtu mean? Rakibtu. Rakibtu means I rode. What did I ride? Right? So, see like the answer to the question, what or who? What did I ride? A donkey, a camel, a horse? Al-farasa, a horse. Or the horse. Okay? Does that make sense, O people? That is your maf'ul. And it is two types. Wa huwa قسماني. And the مفعول in it, i.e. the مفعول به, is of قسماني two types. Type number one, ظاهر, apparent, i.e. it is like a outside مفعول. It's a اسم. For example, ضربت زيدا. Right? For example, ضربت زيدا. Do you agree that's a like a apparent one? ظاهر. All right. Number two, مضمر. مضمر is what? مضمر. Pronoun. أحسنت, brother Danish. Pronoun. For example, I would say ضربت هو. Right? ضربت هو. That's your pronoun. الحمد لله. Then he says ظاهر ما تقدم ذكره. The apparent one, outside مفعول, what we already mentioned, ضربت زيدا ركبت الفرس. But then he says المضمر, the pronoun, he breaks it into two categories. And inshallah, this is where we'll stop, and we'll pick this up on Thursday, inshallah. Bihi here is the recipient. The action falls or occurs in it. The recipient of the action, that's what mafrool bihi means. We'll just call it mafrool, it's no problem. I'm just writing mafrool bihi because of Ibn Ajrum, right? But when we say mafrool, that's what we mean. Okay? But he's going to call the pronoun into two types, muttasil and munfasil, and that's something we're going to do, inshallah, on Thursday. But I want to spend some time doing irregular roots, inshallah, after Maghrib, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Sounds good, people. How do you find so far mansubat al-asma? The fun stuff is going to come. Well, today was, I hope, was good fun too, but more fun stuff is coming on Thursday. Alhamdulillah, don't you worry. Maghrib break, inshallah, it will be right back. Jazakumullah khair, and please, you know, don't go too far. Bring here. Okay, we're going to pick up on this, inshallah ta'ala, on the next class. In the meantime, we are going to go to irregular roots. Irregular roots is something that we had spent a little bit of time on. We had discussed previously about irregular roots, how each of the root letter becomes an irregularity. Okay, R1 Hamza, R2 Hamza, etc., etc. Okay, and in that case, we will discuss each of them individually. Okay, now أخذ يأخذ, R1 Hamza, we are going to discuss what are the irregularities in it. Okay. In R1 Hamza, the command tense is irregular. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing also is, in R1 Hamza, the actor, they're going to call this the fa'il, by the way. Okay, al-fa'il, okay, is also irregular. How so? It is irregular when you do the following to it. Yeah, maybe this should have been a little bit behind there. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So this is going to be something like this. Okay. The fa'il pattern is fa'il. R1, fatha, alif, R2, kasra, and then R3, right? So for akhadha, akha, the, it would be as follows. Akhidh. Now, it's not totally irregular. Akhidh. It's still like, you know, very similar to nasir, fa'il. It's still very similar, except that when it's spelled, it could be spelled this way. A-khidh. Okay? Is this the way it's spelled? The two hamzas. are spelled as such. Okay, people? So, number one irregularity is the command tense. Khudh becomes khudh. Khudh. And the number two is the actor. All right, let's try some examples. Okay, I'm going to give you a fi'il. Ta'kulu. Ta'kulu. You know what? Let's do this thing again because it's been a while. All right. Ta'khudhu. Command tense for ta'khudhu. Would be? Khudh. Excellent. Ahsantum. Khudh. You both take. Chop the ta and then chop the noon. It becomes khuda. You all take. Khudu. Very good. You female take. Khudhi, ahsantum. And then you all female take. Khudna, very nice. Khudna. Okay, let's try ta'kulu. Ta'kulu means to what? Akala ya'kulu, to eat. Correct. Akala ya'kulu means to eat. All right, let's do the ta'kulu. You both eat. Would be ta'kulani. If you like to unmute yourself and just say it, that was also totally cool. You all take, excuse me, you all eat ta'kuluna. You female eat. The kulina, and you all female eat. The kulna. The kulna. All right, let's try the command tense. Ready? Kul. You both eat. Kula. Very good. You all eat. Kulu. You female eat. Kuli. You all female eat. Kulna. Very nice. Kulna. Right? Let's write it out. The entire, all the members of the family. Okay? Of R1 Hamza. Shall we? So, past tense. Akala. See, let's just write it like this. Akala. Then ya kulu. Command kul. Master is, I'll tell you the master. Aklan. Wataakuluna turatha. Aklan lamma. Aklan. Aklan. The al-fa'il, the actor. So the fajr, yes, absolutely. Al Akil. Very good. Al-akil. And so I'm going to highlight the irregularity just like this. Okay. And then the acted upon. Al-maf'ul. Al-maf'ul. Al-ma'kul. Right? Faja'alahum ka'asfim ma'kul. Yeah. And al-akil, I will highlight as well. Let's try the next one. Ready? Akhadha. Yeah. Yeah, what? Ya'khudhu. Command. Khudh. Master. Same master pattern as akl. Akh. Very nice. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمًا. And that is how your Lord takes, like in punishment, a city or a town. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. His grabbing them through this, his punishment is very painful and very severe. الْوَتْ الْآخِذْ. أحسنتم. Al-akhidh and al-ma'khudh. Al-ma'khudh, the thing that was taken. Very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. That is excellent. A few examples of this in the Quran. If you were to open up our Surah Taha, for example. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. خُذْهَا. Command tense. Take it. Seize it. And fear not. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Musa alayhi salam to take what? His staff. Asa is actually a feminine word because the Arab said so. So khudha, take it. The ha is referring to the asa. You see this? Let's look at another example. Surah number 69. Al-haqqa. Khudhuhu faghulluhu. The person who receives their reckoning in their left hand, meaning this is a guilty person, a criminal. Allah will say, خُذُوهُ, seize him, فَغُلُّوهُ, and shackle him. And then in the hellfire, drive him, like drive him to the hellfire. And then make sure that the chain that he is chained by is 70 cubits. فَسْلُكُوهُ. You notice, خُذُو, the fa'il is what? فَالْخُذُو. The fa'il is the waw, referring to khudu, you all. Plural, right? Same thing for ghullu. This is actually a irregular, but the R2 and R3 are the same. Sallu, similar. Faslukuhu, similarly. This is the angels. So this is a person who's not just being punished, like he's being grabbed by a group of angels, seized and shackled, right? To add to the terror of the situation. He receives his book in his left hand. He is gripped by the most intense regret that you can imagine, right? Ya laytani lam uta kitabiyah. I wish I had not been given my record. I wish death would have been the end of me. Right? This man would wish he didn't even exist. Ya laytani kuntu turaban. Like in Surah Naba. I wish I was dust. Like, I wish I was nothing. I never really lived. So that is intense regret. Then there is the punishment, the beginning of the, this is still the beginning of the punishment. Now he's grabbed, not just by one angel, but like a bunch of angels. And they're grabbing him, and they're shackling him, and dragging him. And then he's tossed in the fire of hell. And as he's tossed in the fire of hell, angels are asking him, did you not get this message? أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. They would say yes. And then the punishment begins when they're in the fire of hell. We ask Allah's protection from that. Do you notice how the khudu, right? The plural. To see, it tells you about the severity of the matter. Also on the flip side is the man who receives his book in his right hand. We ask Allah to make us of those people who receive their book in their right hand. Hmm? And look at what he's what is told to him. Kulu. Hmm? Kulu. You all eat, right? Washrabu, you all drink. Hani'an, in satisfaction, till you are pleased. Eat and drink till you're pleased. Because of aslaftum, from the word salaf, what you did in the past. Fil ayyam al khaliya, in the days that have gone by. Right? Now you've earned the right to eat and drink in satisfaction. Kulu washrabu. Now notice here, it is a beautiful thing of the Quran here. Look at this. The person gets the book. Utiya kitabahu. Singular or plural? Kitabahu. Fayaqulu. Singular. Hmm? Very good. Dhanantu. I was certain. Hmm? Fahuwa. Singular or plural? Singular, right? Kulu, singular or plural? Kulu, plural, you all, right? Washrabu, plural, right? It's like the scene shifts from where he's individually held accountable to where he is in Jannah with all the people of Jannah. He's with them or she's with them. And they're all together and they're all enjoying themselves. It's like the scene shifts from the individual accountability to the reward that's enjoyed collectively in the presence of others, in the company of others. Here, أَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, the person who's given his book in his left hand. كِتَابَهُ, singular, right? وَلَمْ أَدْرِ, I had not known. أَدْرَ يُدْرِ is I, right? Just like أَضْرِبُ, أَدْرِ is that, okay? مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي, my wealth did not avail me. And then when he is in the fire of hell, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, he used to not believe in Allah the Most Great. He wouldn't encourage the feeding of the poor. So today, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ, there is no friend. There is no food for him that except the discharge of wounds. He is alone here in the punishment. So even the punishment, no one's going to share the punishment. So maybe like there's a bit of relief. You see everybody suffering. You're like, okay, maybe it's, we're all in it together, all right, right? But in Jahannam, there is no relief, not even in the thought of seeing others punished along with you. There's no relief, it's singular the whole time. Hmm? Whereas the reward in Jannah is a collective in the company of others, the company of people who would like to be. You see that little subtlety there? All right, how much time do I have? I have... of course, it's the Jahannam is there is going to be interaction with others. In fact, there's going to be interaction with Iblis as well in Jahannam. But what this passage is subtly highlighting is that the enjoyment of Jannah is kulu washrabu, is all you enjoy the food and the good stuff, but also you enjoy the company, the collective. In Jahannam, it's you're on your own, just like your punish, your accountability was on your, like, solitary confinement almost, right? So it is to add to the difficulty, right? To contrast the two. Not to say that there isn't, just the passage seeks to just highlight that, and all through the grammar, all through the little change in the pronouns, right? Alhamdulillah. R to Hamza, inshallah, we will do. We're out of time, unfortunately. I want to stop at 9:46. But R to Hamza, we had the Sa'ala, right? And yes, Alu, which is to ask. And the irregularity here, inshallah ta'ala, we will get to later. No worries, inshallah ta'ala. We have some time. The irregularity here is also going to be in the command tense, and it's going to be quite interesting. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll get to that on Thursday. Jazakumullahu khairan. I would like you to maybe just give a read, just a little bit of Ajrumiya before Thursday's class, to see how much of it you can retain, or excuse me, how much of it you can understand, so that when we go through the chapter, especially the chapter Maf'ul, it will be interesting. Just this little part, you know, Al-Mudmar Qisman, until the end of the chapter right here. It's a few lines only. Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you all, inshallah, on Thursday. I'm going to send an email out and a message on WhatsApp about something, hopefully tomorrow or day after. Please watch out for that. It's regarding steps to Arabic, the next part. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan again. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa ya.